I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. Musicians in Movies Month continues with a film that could technically be considered a biopic, but the characters and their names are different. Dreamgirls is a 2006 film written and directed by Bill Condon, adapted from a musical from 1981. Dreamgirls is a fictional story, but it is heavily inspired by the story of the Supremes. Basically, a girl group is formed in the 60s at the rise of R&B and tells their evolution from small-town musicians to nationwide stars. However, things change when the lead singer of the group, Effie White, is replaced by her not-so-talented cohort, Dena Jones. Bill Condon, before Dreamgirls, had directed another Broadway production, Chicago, for which he was nominated for an Oscar. However, for this show, some may remember him as the director of the recent remake of Beauty and the Beast, a film which for half of my 25th episode, I completely tore apart. But Dreamgirls is not bad, thankfully. Dreamgirls is really good. In the making of Dreamgirls, a lot of things were changed to emulate more of the real-life inspiration of the show, including its all-star cast. Delivering what could be considered career best for both Jamie Foxx and Eddie Murphy, the latter of which was nominated for an Oscar for his role in the movie. And although they are traditionally actors, their singing in the film is pretty good and managed to be a surprise for myself. As for the musicians, well, the character of Dena Jones is played by Beyoncé, who despite not having the most illustrious film career, has a pretty good role in the film. We also have Annika Noni Rose in the role of Laurel Robinson, not traditionally a musician, but is a Broadway star, so she's got the vocals for the role. Although she has had a very illustrious film career, you may even recognize her voice as Tiana in The Princess and the Frog. But neither of them are the reason why I'm doing Dreamgirls. Those who have seen the movie know who I'm leading up to. This movie would mark the acting debut of one of the most talented singers of the 21st century, the very beautiful and prolific Jennifer Hudson. It is almost insane that this is her first film role. She fits in like any other professional actor would. And while Fox, Beyoncé, and Murphy are credited as the film's leads, it's Hudson who's the star. Her role as Effie White is the highlight of the film, and she makes everyone else's performance better with it. And it makes sense that the audition process for her character was the most extensive. Several people auditioned, including future stars like Fantasia Barrino, Raven Simone, and Yvette Nicole Brown. But Hudson beat them all out, and for the role, had to gain 20 pounds. One could only imagine the pressure she was under. Now, 2 years before this, she was on American Idol, just hoping to get her chance. And not only did her chance come, but she made the most of it, and then some too. Not only was Hudson's role in this groundbreaking, she would go on to win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. That's a turnaround of 3 years from auditioning to American Idol to winning one of the most celebrated awards in film. It's shocking to say the least, and shows just how talented she is. And on top of that, this film is just very well made. It's amazingly filmed, with cinematography by Tobias Schlesser, who makes the film beautiful in several musical sequences. I also want to give props to the costume and makeups department. They really captured the characters and all their distinctive looks in the film, and made brilliant set pieces that emulate the age this is supposed to take place in. And the soundtrack, ugh. Of course, it's a musical, so naturally it sounds good, but I have not watched a musical in a long time and liked every song that was in it. Usually for me, there's one song that's boring and I kind of forget about, but every song in this film is so foot-tappingly good. They're infectious, and it's no wonder that 3 of them were nominated for Best Original Song. But I think the film shows the amount of talent that can come out of musicians as well, and I'm not just talking about Jennifer Hudson. Although I didn't talk about her that much, Beyoncé is pretty good in the film, and no, she's not traditionally an actor, but hey, she could be worse. She had a tall order with acting alongside Hudson, and while there aren't that many people who I'd say are more talented than Beyoncé, one of them is Jennifer Hudson. But Beyoncé does deserve some praise for her role. Same with Annika Noni Rose, who had to play third wheel to both Hudson and Beyoncé, but is just as good in her role, too. Dreamgirls is a very well-made film and will be remembered years down the road for how lovable it is, and of course for Hudson's performance. Dreamgirls is available to stream on Paramount Plus, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.